Hi, I'm Brian Morrell, and I work as a learning manager at the Wildfowl and Wetlands Trust Wetland Centre here at Calaverick in Solway Firth. I'm a zoologist and first started working here in 1991 as reserve warden, and now have a great job enthusing all of our visitors, both young and old, about the amazing wildlife. The barnacle geese are very close to my heart. The anticipation of the first birds arriving in late September is terrific, watching the skies for the skeins of geese and listening to their characteristic yapping call. It's wonderful to see these old friends returning for the winter after a summer spent in the high Arctic. They fly huge distances to reach the sanctuary of Calaverick. At the end of the second week of October, we can have up to two-thirds of the entire Svalbard breeding population right here in our reserve at Calaverick. They roost at night on the mudflats, and at dawn flight in to feed for the day on the coastal fields and merses. When they take off en masse, it's like the roar of an express train. Scanning the flocks for goslings and rare geese becomes infectious, and reading the plastic leg rings, an obsession. The Solway is an ideal wintering site for Arctic breeding geese, especially the maritime barnacle geese, which feed on the vast coastal salt marshes. The mild winter climate is ideal for winter-long feeding. In the spring, as the days lengthen, the geese start to think of the journey back home to Svalbard. Sometimes we actually see the birds rise high into the sky and head off to the north. It's sad to see them go, but in a few short months, we know they will be back here again on the Solway.